Welcome to the Cajon Valley Podcast. This is Ed Hidalgo, the Chief Innovation and Engagement Officer for the Cajon Valley Union School District. In this episode, a unique opportunity to hear from students, but maybe in a different way than you would have expected. Several weeks ago, I had the opportunity to visit one of our classrooms, a fifth grade classroom at Anza Elementary. During that experience, I had the opportunity to meet with new students as they were experiencing the World of Work initiative. And during that time, I had the opportunity to meet an incredible group of young fifth graders. They impressed me so much that I had to return back the following week, just with an opportunity to get to know them a little bit more and to really hear all of the things that they were learning. But at the same time, to introduce them to a very special, special friend of the district, Mr. E.T. Windsor, the director at the Office of Federal Student Financial Aid. He wanted to see exactly what was happening with students and the world of work. And during that experience, Mr. Windsor himself said, "I was so impressed with these students. Is there any way at all, that I can invite them to have a Zoom chat with some of my staff? In fact, next week I'm going to be meeting with my staff, and I would love to have them come in live, virtually, via Zoom. Is this possible?" And so during this episode, you'll have the opportunity to kind of step into this experience, to hear from the students themselves as they interact with Mr. Windsor and the staff, as they talk about their experience, their RISEC themes, and the world of work. So listen in, and I hope you'll enjoy.
We will highlight a portion of the agenda, and since the world of work is the presentation that follows General Brown, Secretary's discussion, I wanted to make sure that you were aware more about what World of Work is all about. I've had a chance to work with this district out in California over the past year, and I've pulled some information that you'll find on their website. They are a public school district out there. That's been some of the information I've provided in the addendum, but I wanted to share a bit more of kind of what drove them to develop the World of Work. And you'll see here basically the data that they had pulled. One other thing that they certainly point out, and again, keep in mind, this is a K through 8 school district. They also acknowledge that, you know, a lot of what's happening right now is leading, of course, to the amount of student loan debt that we have out there. What really has impressed me about what they're doing is about preparing their child, the children for the world of work. This begins in kindergarten. So, you know, again, any of us who have worked with children, it's important to explain the why. Help them to understand how each skill can be used in the future. And also, they work with the parents as well as the student with this. Also, when they're preparing their students for work, they make sure that students understand there's dignity in all work. I think throughout, there are times that we may diminish certain types of jobs. We want to certainly make sure that if a child has strengths, interests, and values related to work, that they have a passion for that work, no matter what it is, there is value and there's dignity in all of that work. And one of the things, and you'll hear from this gentleman in just a second, Ed Hidalgo, that really, really hit home with me is certainly those of us who have worked particularly with a lot of students and students from various backgrounds, not every student starts at the same place. They don't have the same experience. So one of the big questions that he asked was, how does a child aspire to a career that he doesn't know exists? And I think as careers and things change so rapidly these days, we're even finding that, you know, jobs that will exist in 10 years don't exist today. So we don't even know about those. So how do you prepare people for that? So I do want to now introduce Ed Hidalgo from Cajon Valley World of Work.
Good morning, Mr. Windsor, and good morning to all of your colleagues there this morning. It's an honor to be with you. I'm here with Rayshawn and Abbas, and I'm here with Rosaline and Veronica as well. And we're certainly honored to be with you this morning and happy to field any questions that you might have. I'm not nearly as interesting as the students are, so I definitely want you to hear their voices. But I'll say this, that what they have learned in their classroom would not be possible without their amazing teacher, Miss Deanna Jones, who has bravely stepped forward to integrate career-related learning in the classroom. And her work would not be possible without the amazing leadership of the principal, Maria Kehoe, who was brave enough to support this work happening in classrooms. Anne's a Title I school here, east of downtown San Diego, about 15 miles. For many of our students, you know, there's zip code destiny that we know all too well in our community. And we're the highest poverty school district of all 43 in San Diego County. But you wouldn't understand that when you meet our kids and when you understand the talent that's within this school. And that's what really excited me when I came here to see the World of Work initiative in action. Of course, we have 28 schools and 18,000 students, so I don't get to every classroom. But 3 weeks ago, I got to this classroom and I met these students, and I was just so impressed with the work that was happening. And this is really the talent that American business is looking for. It's right here. And the earlier we get started, the more prepared these students are going to be to change the equation for their communities. So, you know, there's really nothing more that I should say, because I think really the remainder should be spent with our students being able to share and answer questions that you might have, sir. It's an honor to be here on the phone with you. Do you have any questions for us, E.T.? How would you like us to proceed? How would you like to meet our students this morning?
I do. Thank you, Ed. Again, one of the things, when I met you guys last week, I came in and shared with you my RISEC, that I'm a CSE, Conventional Social Enterprising. I'm not sure if y'all remember that. But I want each of you to share what your RISEC is. And if you want to talk a little bit about it, you can do that as well. Why don't we start with, do we want to start all the way to the left and then come back, Rayshawn?
Sure. Let's do that. So we're going to start with, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Veronica, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm in fifth grade. And my RISEC, I know I'm an artistic because I like to draw and stuff like that, and I don't like doing anything else. I'm not that social, so yeah.
Hi, my name is Rosaline, and I'm a realistic, artistic, and social person. And for artistic, I like to be creative with my words and my writing when it comes to, like, my body. And I feel like I really like coloring, so, and I think I'm a very good drawer, and I feel like I could do that when, like, and I'm in the future, I could be an artist, maybe. And for social, I like communicating with other people and helping out that stuff they don't learn about.
Hi, my name is Abbas. I'm in fifth grade and I'm 10 years old. My RISEC codes are realistic, artistic, and social. I am realistic because I like working with my hands. I am artistic because I think out of the box, and I'm really creative, and I'm social because I like communicating with a lot of different people and meeting new people.
Hi, my name is Rashawn, and I was artistic, social, and enterprising. I know I'm enterprising because I love to persuade people, like I'm persuading you guys right now to trying to help us. Then I know I'm social because I love to help people rise up and above. So I like to help younger people that's younger than me, sometimes older people, like I'm doing right now. Then I'm artistic because I like to be artistic with my words that I'm saying.
So each of you kind of touched on it, but if you want to share kind of how the RISEC has kind of helped you look at possible careers or maybe what you want to do with your life in the future. And I will pick on you, Rayshawn, because when we were in your class week, you shared what you wanted to do. Would you mind sharing that with the
So RISEC is a big job, so I like me, I want to become a zoologist, so I know that is realistic because I have to use my hands a lot to study the animals. Then I know that is social because I'm helping out the animals. Then I know for a fact that it is investigative because you're investigating the animals and trying to figure out what they do and what they eat. So without RISEC, I would not know anything about the animals, because without R, I, and S, I would not know what the animals are. So that's why we need RISEC to teach us more things. It's not about jobs. It's not only that. It's about how our life works, too. because realistic is also the doer. So say you're just doing art class, that's still realistic because you're using your hands. Say you're doing science, that's still investigative because you're trying to figure out the EMC equals, so then E, enterprising, that's for people that's on TEDx. C is conventional. People really do need conventional way more. People don't think of conventional a lot, but I think we need more conventional people.
Anyone else want to share?
Yeah, sure. Like me, I really want to be like a football player, but I also want to be a rocket engineer. My writing codes are artistic and realistic, and those two can help me be a rocket engineer. Because if I am realistic, I can build the rocket ship, and if I'm artistic, I can design before I build. And so, yeah, just like how Rashawn said, conventional. We need more people to, like, more travel, but just like him, me and all of these students are trying to persuade you guys to try to come and meet us. And so that's what I think.
So, in the future, I want to be a preschool teacher when I grow up. And yesterday, I went to Ms. Cahill's office and we searched up OatNet online, and it tells you everything about how you become a preschool teacher and what you have to do. And it said that it was realistic and artistic. And for realistic, I like working with my hands and working a lot with people. And for artistic, teachers always make their room very creative and they like make it colorful. So I think when I do that, I have the opportunity to do that in the future.
When I grow up, I would like to be a teacher, but like a fifth grade teacher, a fourth grade teacher. I would like to be that because it's really hands-on, so it would be like realistic. And also it would be social because like I'm communicating with kids and I'm communicating with teachers and the principal.
Well, thank you all. I know we're a little bit over time, but Ed, I want to thank you so much for giving me a chance to see these faces again. I saw you guys last week. I had such a great time with you. This will not be the only time we will do this, but for my team in DC and those joining throughout the country, I wanted you to have a chance to experience a few minutes of what I had a chance to do with them for quite a bit longer last week. And as the boss, as you said, yes, we want to come see you and experience all of what Cajon Valley and Anza Elementary has to offer. So, Ed, any departing words?
We just thank you, ET, and for the entire team for all the work that you're doing and even considering us in your big projects. We're honored to be with you this morning, and I know it's a thrill for these students, and as well as it is for their principal and teacher who are just standing right behind the camera here. So thank you for the opportunity to allow us.
Great to see you guys last week as well, Ms. Jones and Ms. Keough. Thank you. All right. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Stacy. Ed, I'll leave it to you if you want to leave the meeting. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I'm so proud of you.
The jiggles just got out.
I know.
I'm a little teary-eyed.
Was that awesome or what, huh? Can you believe that?
Thank you. Thanks.
So we just had an amazing conversation this morning. We had the opportunity here at Anza Elementary to bring four of our amazing fifth graders into a Zoom chat with Mr. E.T. Windsor, who is a director at the Office of Federal Student Financial Aid, and his team, who is working on a number of very big projects related to student empowerment. Mr. Windsor was here last week visiting Cajon Valley, working on several projects with us, and we had the opportunity to bring him to visit this amazing school. And during that time, he had the opportunity to meet four incredible students, as well as the broader classroom, to ask them about what they're learning related to the world of work and how the RIASEC was impacting their learning. And so this morning, his team via Zoom had the chance to meet these students and have a conversation about the things that are happening here at this school. And so I wanted to ask each one of the students, they're still with us right now, they're still with me. I wanted to ask them, What are their first impressions from their very likely first Zoom chat they've ever had, but also related to the questions that Mr. E.T. was asking and what you're thinking about the world of work? So I want to introduce Rayshawn here to the mic and get his first thoughts about his experience this morning.
My experience, so on the way of driving, I was very nervous and scared. I was kind of thinking low of myself, but when I got here, it was the adrenaline that pumped me up, pumped up my brain. All of us did a wonderful job because the adrenaline inside of us making us, like, we're scared, but then the adrenaline pumps us up because how nervous we are. So I was nervous, brave, just technically all the emotions inside one emotion.
That's fantastic. And I can understand how certainly coming in for the first time, this big meeting with these important people would make you feel that way. And what maybe one comment or one thought that you shared today do you think made the biggest impact?
I think when I first started, I was trying to make, because usually when they have a presentation, they'll talk all quiet, but I was trying to talk super brave, super bold, just try to get their attention.
Well, you absolutely did that. So thank you for sharing your thoughts and your comments. And I want to bring in Abbas into the conversation. Abbas, tell us about your experience speaking on Zoom this morning. How did it feel? What are the big ideas that you think that you shared during your portion of your responses to the team?
When I tried to talk, I was laughing, but I was really excited. I would not have missed this. This is a one-time life opportunity. And so my responses were pretty good. Rosalina and Veronica's responses and Rashawn's were good also. And I tried convincing them because Mr. E.T. Windsor came here last week to meet us. And now we're on a Zoom chat with him and his team. And we just wanted to persuade him to get him and his team from Washington, D.C. to El Cajon Anza Elementary to meet us in person physically.
Well, and I think, Abbas, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Windsor said that's exactly what he wants to do after this conversation. So I think you accomplished the goal for this entire team and for the school. So well, well done. So with that, we're going to ask Rosaline to come over and share her thoughts. So Rosaline, tell us about your experience this morning. And did they have any questions about your RIASEC today? And what did you share with them?
So what I experienced when I came in the morning, I was kind of nervous because I haven't done this before, not even years ago. And I feel like when I came inside the library, I stopped being nervous and I started to be excited because I get to have that one chance opportunity to do this and have the chance to persuade you guys to have a RIASEC in your school. And something that I told them is that I wanted to be a preschool teacher, which I had a lot of things that I have to do to become that. And I told them that to become a preschool teacher, you have to be realistic and artistic. And I'm realistic and artistic because I really like moving with my hands and working with other people. And for artistic, I'm very creative with my words and my writing, and I feel like I could do that in the future and have that opportunity to become a preschool teacher.
Rosaline, you did an incredible job sharing your thoughts with the group, and I'm wondering too, why do you think it's important for your voice to have been heard today in Washington, D.C.? Why is it important for the adults to hear the students' voices?
It's important to listen to students' voices because they have a lot of important things they want to say, and they want to have that opportunity to tell them and try and persuade them to whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's exactly why I wanted you on this call this morning. That's why they wanted you on this call this morning. And I think you were an incredible part of this team and sharing your thoughts about why they should come and visit.
Yeah.
And see the work that's happening here. So well done. All right. And now we have Veronica, who's going to share her thoughts. Thank you, Veronica, for coming in early this morning. What was it like to speak to E.T. Windsor, his team, and to participate in a Zoom chat this morning?
Well, it was a great opportunity to speak to them because they're all the way in Washington, D.C., which is
really far, and it was nice because I wanted them to think that I can like teach other people about the RISEC and all these other kids that are here, Rosaline, Abbas, and Rashawn. And they had good responses, and I liked it because all of them were like agreeing and stuff, and then E.T. was asking us all these questions. And my first thought about this was I was nervous, and on my way here I was like, oh my gosh, what if I'm late and I'm not gonna make it? But then I saw them here and they were waiting, and that was really nice.
So how does it feel now that you've had the opportunity to reflect a little bit? Like, how are you feeling now about your experience? What did it mean to you to have this opportunity?
Well, first of all, I feel relieved because I got to say to them what I wanted to say, and I think I did a pretty good job. And my thoughts about it that it's over, I'm really sad because I think I could have shared a lot more than just sat there quiet a little bit.
Well, sometimes folks say too many things and things that maybe aren't as important. So what is important is to share sometimes a few words that are really meaningful and impactful. And the words that you shared today, Veronica, were meaningful and impactful.
Thank you.
Did an incredible job. This team did an incredible job. You're a group of leaders here at this school, and I'm so excited to see how this year continues to roll out. And I'm really excited for the next time that Mr. Windsor has the opportunity to bring his team here. But more than anything, don't ever forget this moment and the incredible experience that you had today to influence, to share your thoughts, and to be yourselves. And you're going to make a huge impact in not only your classmates' lives, but in the future of this school. You've set an incredible standard, and I'm very proud of all of you.
So I think for all of us, we thought it was a great opportunity. And E.T., thank you if you're watching this, and if your team is watching this. I just want to say thank you for video chatting us, because all the way from Washington, D.C., it's a really far place. And since we're all the way in El Cajon, it's a great opportunity to see you. And even though we might meet you in person, I just still want to say thank you. And if your team is watching this or listening to this, I just want to say thank you, and thank you for listening to all of my friends and me.
So for those of you listening in today, if you want to learn more about the Cajon Valley Union School District, please visit our website at cajonvalley.net. And if you want to learn more about the World of Work Initiative, visit our website, worldofwork.net. Thank you.
This podcast was recorded and edited by Brandon Sullivan. Our music was written and performed by Amanda King, Nick Matthews, and Brandon Sullivan. You can keep in touch with us by emailing us at podcast@cajonvalley.net. And we would also like to take this opportunity to thank all of the staff, teachers, students, and community partners of the Cajon Valley Union School District for their support of our mission, and without whose efforts this podcast would not be possible. Thank you.